Olds. Ecole Olds High School wrestlers are gearing up for the Alberta Open, which takes place March 19-20 in Sherwood Park. Wrestling coach George Grant says the event is the provincial wrestling club championship. Grant is not sure how competitive it will be because it's unclear how much wrestling other clubs around the province have been able to engage due to COVID-19 restrictions. After that, the Nationals take place in Calgary in June. Calgary's hosting it, which is nice and close, so it's great for us. So we're going to continue practicing and training for that tournament, Grant said. It's a short tournament, it's a short drive. We can be there and back. It's over in a couple of days and then we'll see how we fare against the rest of the country. Grant has no idea what to expect in the Nationals. We don't know how many kids are going to enter into that tournament from across the country, just simply because it's into June. You're getting closer to exam time, he said. I don't know, it could be huge or it could be really quite small. But right now, I'd say it's pretty much a crapshoot as what to expect. The Spartans had some great success this season, despite not being able to wrestle in many tournaments, due to COVID. They only got in 2 competitions before Rural Provincials. 5 wrestlers went to the Rural Provincials in Medicine Hat on February 18. 4 of them won medals. Erica Overwater and Ethan Dahlke won gold in their respective weight divisions. 2 others, Tyson Prevost and Rosa Overwater, won bronze. A 5th wrestler, Will Grant, placed 4th in his class. Grant was pleased with that outcome, although he said the Spartans have done a little better in previous years. He said the difference this season is that they had fewer wrestlers this season than previously. Overall, we were number 5 out of all the teams at Rural Provincials in guys and girls combined, which is good, but normally we'd probably be at least that if not better. Some years we've captured a girls title and added the odd guys title as well, Grant said. I was expecting more, but I'm still pleased with the output that the kids were able to perform at. Things started out pretty well last fall. I had a decent team. I started the year off with 17 kids coming out. But due to attrition and I think, lack of competition, a few of them faded off, Grant said, adding COVID restrictions were a factor. I don't necessarily blame them, he said. Kids want a place to play, not just practice. This year, 3 students will graduate out of the school's wrestling team. It's going to be sad to see those guys go, because they did miss an entire year, but other than that, I think the core group of kids will be coming back and I'm hoping to expand on it. Get larger numbers coming out, Grant said. Assuming there'll be no more COVID restrictions, Grant is hopeful that more students will come out for wrestling next fall.